Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Joe Smith as we talk Jeff West boys basketball. The Tigers with a couple games against Hiawatha and a non-league game against Tonganoxie this week. And a little bit of a struggle, Coach. 24 and 23 points that your team was able to put up on the scoreboard. Not enough to hang with Hiawatha or Tonganoxie. I know we've talked about the transition and a lot of different guys you're giving opportunities to, some younger guys, and trying to just see some growth, I guess. How would you assess the last couple of games and what you kind of saw from your team overall?
I think that, you know, we do a lot of things well, and I try to stress that to our guys, not to, you know, focus on the negative things, because we do a lot of things really well. We just have to keep, and I'm sure they get tired of hearing me say it, we just got to keep, you know, just improving every single day. And I think for us, just focusing on the small things that happen throughout the course of a game, not necessarily the big stuff, like everybody, you know, everybody can dribble and shoot and, you know, do all those things. But I think we need to just focus on doing, you know, the small things that kind of help you win basketball games that don't show up on the stat sheet.
You bet. Well, and it's all about getting better every day, and hopefully that kind of effort, I guess, transpires into the games as well. But do you feel like a lot of guys continue to give you that effort and have that desire to want to, you know, continue to get better themselves and as a team?
Yes, sir. And that's one thing I'm, you know, super grateful for. You know, our record aside, these guys show up every single day, and we practice hard. We play hard. It's not like we're not, you know, trying. It's not like guys are out there just going through the motions. Like we practice hard and we play hard. We just have to just keep improving and figuring it out. And I told the guys the other day that, we start two freshmen, three sophomores that have never played varsity before. So, I mean, really for them, this is a brand new – high school basketball in general is a brand new experience for them. And it's nothing like freshman basketball or JV basketball. Like, varsity basketball is a totally different ball game. So I think for them, just getting this year under their belt and just seeing, you know, it can't be spurts. It has to be, you know, I mean, every possession should be, you know, the goal or the mindset. So I think that moving forward for having this experience will definitely help them out long term.
Doesn't get any easier. You know, your next couple games against Sabetha at home on Friday night at Nemaha Central. You got Riverside and Council Grove and on the game to finish up the regular season. But what's been kind of your take getting to know just the other coaches and your take on the Big 7 League in general? You kind of go through it the second time through now. And what kind of, I mean, for a 3A conference, I mean, what's your experience been like and what you've seen overall from this Big 7 League?
I mean, this league is tough, and I didn't know how tough it would be, you know, for every single game. But, I mean, it's a tough league, and it's a lot of good coaches in this league that have been in this league for a long time. So, I mean, their teams are pretty, you know, primed and ready to go. So you can tell that guys are well coached. So I think for our guys to just continue to buy in and continue to try to get better and, you know, do the things that we're asking them to do, and I think that we're, you know, well on our way to reaching that type of to be in that type of program, but it's not going to be it's not going to be an overnight thing. And I think our guys just have the mindset of just putting the work in. Like, you get out of it what you put into it. So I mean, if you don't put much into it, then you can't expect to get those results out of it.
You bet, Coach. Best of luck in your next couple ball games. As always, thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Coach Joe Smith of the Jeff West Boys, the Tiger Locker Room chats on KNZA and MSCSports.net. Brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance Services.